Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with World News. The headlines. India calls for closer cooperation among BIMSTEC member countries to tackle security and economic challenges amid geopolitical conflicts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off country's first hydrogen-powered train from Jind Railway Station in Haryana tomorrow. US expands strike into northern Iran, disables ship trying to break naval blockade, Tehran retaliates. Ukraine's parliament approves Serhiy Koretsky as country's new prime minister. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 234 runs against hosts England in second ODI in Cardiff. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has underscored the need for closer regional cooperation to tackle evolving security challenges amid global geopolitical conflicts. He said BIMSTEC member states need to work together and take decisive actions for their mutual benefit. He was speaking at the fifth meeting of the BIMSTEC National Security Chiefs in New Delhi today. Mr. Doval said, world is witnessing conflicts and geopolitical uncertainties and the countries are also facing multi-domain security threats amplified by rapid technological advancements. He underscored the need for closer cooperation among BIMSTEC member countries to address economic challenges, including disruptions in global supply chains. Mr. Doval highlighted, the BIMSTEC bring together the most significant and vibrant regions of the Indian Ocean with a combined GDP of nearly $5 trillion.
Disruptions in global supply chains have also resulted in economic hardship for all our countries. In this setting, there is an urgent need for us to collaborate, take decisive actions for mutual benefit, and find solutions to mutual discussions and deliberations to the vexed problems that we are all facing.
Mr. Doval also highlighted the importance of stronger cooperation among BIMSTEC member countries to address emerging security challenges and promote regional development.
BIMSTEC's long-standing goals of regional security, connectivity, capacity building, and economic security should continue to drive our collective efforts. For India, BIMSTEC represents our vision of neighborhood first, our commitment to act East policy and the Mahasagar vision, which stands for mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station tomorrow during his visit to Haryana. Designed, engineered and integrated in India, the train has been developed using indigenous technology, reflecting the country's growing capabilities in advanced railway engineering. With the introduction of this train, India joins the select group of countries that have operational hydrogen-powered trains. These include Germany, Japan, China, and the United States. The train has been designed to run at a speed of 110 km per hour, but on this section, it will operate at a maximum speed of 75 km per hour. Mr. Modi will also launch various development projects worth around 14,700 crore rupees in Jind. He will then travel to Chandigarh, where he will unveil several development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will thereafter visit Jalandhar in Punjab, where he will launch multiple development projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. The United States intensified its strike on Iran early this morning, hitting targets further north of the country as American forces also fired into a ship. The U.S. accused the ship of trying to break its naval blockade on the Islamic Republic. Iran retaliated with missile and drone fire targeting U.S. allies in the region before dawn and warned its attack may escalate. A report.
Iranian officials said recent U.S. strikes have killed more than 35 people and injured over 300 others. Strikes also reached into areas around Iran's capital, Tehran, for the first time in this latest round of violence. American attacks reportedly targeted Semnan province, home to Iran's ballistic missile production and space program. A spokesperson for the Iranian military's Khatam al-Anbiya central headquarters threatened that Iran could launch widespread attacks on regional infrastructure if the U.S. hits Iranian bridges and power plants. He said that under no circumstances and in no way they will allow America to interfere in the Strait of Hormuz. This is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukraine's parliament today approved Sergei Koretsky as the country's new prime minister as part of a major government reshuffle. President Volodymyr Zelensky nominated Koretsky, citing his record in the energy sector and arguing that he was best placed to help prepare Ukraine for another wartime winter. Koretsky had been serving as CEO of Naftogaz, Ukraine's national oil and gas company, since May 2025. The appointment came as hundreds of protesters gathered outside parliament to oppose President Zelensky's dismissal of Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov after just 6 months in office. Critics warned that the move could disrupt military reforms while the war continues. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, has raised serious concerns over the security situation in Balochistan's coastal Jiwani region. The organization claimed that Pakistani authorities are seeking to erase local communities. According to the BNM, an ongoing military operation has cut residents off from essential supplies. It said the restrictions have worsened humanitarian conditions and increased hardships for people in the area. The BNM claimed that Jiwani town and nearby villages in Gwadar district have remained under heavy military restrictions for nearly a week. The group said that strict movement controls have disrupted the supply of food, medicines and other necessities. It also claimed that several homes in the Panmon area were demolished while hundreds of families were displaced as security forces expanded their presence in the region. It further alleged that similar security measures have been implemented in other parts of Balochistan, where communities living near major infrastructure projects and economic corridors have reportedly faced arrests, displacement and military operations in recent years. The BNM urged the United Nations, neighboring countries and international human rights organizations to closely monitor developments in the region and press Pakistan to uphold international human rights obligations. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 234 runs set by India, hosts England were 40 for 2 in 8.2 overs in second one-day international of three-match series at Sophia Gardens, Cardiff, when reports last came in. India were all out for 233 in 44 overs. Earlier, England skipper Harry Brooke won the toss and opted to field. India had defeated England by 6 wickets in first one-day in Birmingham on Tuesday. The third ODI will be played at Lord's Cricket Ground in London on Sunday. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu produced one of her best performances of the season to outclass world number 5 Han Yui of China in straight games and storm into the quarterfinals of the Japan Open Badminton Tournament in Tokyo today. Sindhu needed just 35 minutes to register a commanding 21-16-21-14 win over the higher-ranked Chinese shuttler in the second-round contest. With the victory, Sindhu improved her head-to-head record against Han to 8-1. She will next face Nozomi Okuhara of Japan tomorrow. Vishwanath Suresh, 50kg, and Ganga, 55kg, clinched gold medals as India concluded its Asian U19 and U23 boxing championships with strong performances in the finals in Jakarta today. In the U23 men's finals, India delivered an impressive showing with 2 gold medal finishes. Vishwanath, the reigning senior Asian champion, registered 3-2 victory over Japan's Daichi Wai in the men's 50kg event, while Ganga edged past Kazakhstan's Bekslatan Bornbek by a similar margin. Vanshet in 65kg fought valiantly in the final but settled for silver after a 4-1 loss to Uzbekistan's Ilkhomjon Ergashev. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India calls for closer cooperation among BIMSTEC member countries to tackle security and economic challenges amid geopolitical conflicts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off country's first hydrogen-powered train from Jind Railway Station in Haryana tomorrow. US expands strikes into northern Iran, disables ship trying to break naval blockade, Tehran retaliates. Ukraine's parliament approves Sergei Koretsky as country's new prime minister. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 234 runs against host England in second ODI in Cardiff. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.